Greetings, everyone, and welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home is sponsored by the Christian Biblical Church of God and is designed and dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today. We've been going through a series of segments entitled Obsessed with Sex. And the question is, how did human beings get to the point like we have today, that we're so obsessed with sex, and today we are bombarded with it? We get it through television, we get it through cell phones, we get it through iPhones, we get it through iPads, we get it through walking into the store, looking at the magazines, listening to the music. We get it when we just watch the news. I mean, even if you watch a good, decent news channel, they're going to have something that is what they would call soft porn that they show. You know, it's just to show the news, of course. But we have so many people obsessed with sex, hooked on sex, pornography, adultery, fornication, homosexuality, bestiality. All of these things are out there and almost all in the open. And then some people say, the more, the better, hooray. And the younger we teach them, the better off they're going to be. And God says, no, that's not right. God says, that's going to lead to destruction. Well, who's God to tell me what to do? I'll decide what is right and wrong. I'm a free moral agent, so I will choose. God says, go ahead. But you're going to live with the results of it, whether good or evil. And every human being has to choose. Now, we saw what happened with Adam and Eve and what they chose to do. And after they got done with what they did, first thing that Adam said to God, when God asked him, well, what have you done? Who said you were naked? Have you eaten of the tree I told you not to eat of? He said, your fault, God, it's the woman. If you hadn't given me this woman, I wouldn't have eaten of it. But she said, here, Adam, it's so good. So he said to the woman, is this true? Did you really do that? And the woman said, well, it's a serpent. He deceived me. It's not my fault. And so then God began to pronounce judgment on all of them, beginning with the serpent. And then with Eve. And then with Adam. And their sin was deciding for themselves what was good and evil rather than letting God tell them what is good and evil and follow what God said. Now, from that flows every sin. What does that have to do with the obsession of sex? Everything. Because when men cut themselves off from God, when women cut themselves off from God, when they go their own way, and with the human nature of the law of sin and death because of the sin of Adam and Eve, societies become obsessed with evil, sex, crime, war, dominance, hatred, fighting, imagining evil things. Oh, yes, they had a lot of science back there just before the flood. Remember what Jesus said there in Matthew 24? As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. That means they had things pretty much like we do today, maybe even more advanced. And you see, some of the greatest scientific things that we have discovered are what? Evil. Right? Yes. Look what man is doing now that he understands how to then genetically modify food, clone animals. Look what they have done now so that they can enhance all kinds of sin and sex sins. I mean, all you have to do is watch television. I mean, even if you try and watch the news, all it is, most of the advertisement are for drug companies to get you to take drugs, or from drug companies to get the men to take Viagra or Cialis. And then you have the ads about what's good for women. You have magazines, pornography. You can go online and watch it. You can decide for yourself whichever evil thing you want to watch. And you're sinning against God because you're not obeying God. Now let's see what the society became like then. And then let's see what God says. Let's pick it up here in Genesis 6 and verse 5. And the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great on the earth, and every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. If you're obsessed with sex, that's evil continually. If you're obsessed with war games, that's evil continually. If you're plotting and scheming to do things, blow up buildings, shoot and kill people, rob and steal, embezzle and take from them, evil only. All the time. How about the music we have? Well, once in a while you get a good song, but most of it's evil continually. And it's a constant drumbeat, into the hearts and minds of people to hold them captive to the god of this world, Satan the devil. Only evil continually. And verse 6, and the Lord repented that he had made man on the earth, and he was grieved in his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I've created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the crawling thing, the fowl of the air, for I repent that I have made them. But one man, out of how many? They've estimated that with the 56 children that Adam and Eve had, the population could increase in the 1,500 years to over 1.5 billion people before the flood. And remember, they lived long. And so their knowledge accumulated, expanded, and increased. How many were righteous? One. Noah. Not even the rest of his family, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a righteous man and perfect in his generation, for he walked with God. How is your life? Do you walk with God? Do you live by the word of God? Or are you out there deciding good and evil for yourself? What's your batting average in deciding good and evil? Now, we'll talk about experimenting with sex a little later on and some of the results of it. And we'll talk about breaking up the family the way that God instituted it to be, with father and mother. And we'll see the fruits of that. Continually evil before God. Verse 11, now the earth was also corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. Are we filled with violence today? God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. Isn't that true today? Are we corrupt? Everything is corrupt. What is pure? What is true? What is right? The only thing that really is the Word of God. How many people understand about the love and faith and hope and goodness of God? How many people really rely on it? How many people have dedicated themselves through the Spirit of God to live by every word of God? How many have dedicated themselves to have a relationship with God, with the Spirit of God, to prepare for eternal life the way that God wants to give it to us? Very few. Why is that? The same sin as Adam and Eve. The same sin that caused it here. Deciding for yourself what is good, what is evil. That's where all of it comes from. Now, for someone obsessed with sex, after a while, their minds become numb. And it's so ingrained in them, their thoughts, their looks, their actions, their words belie the fact that they're obsessed with sex, both men and women. God has given laws which, if we would follow and keep, would give us his blessings because We have sex properly within the family with husband and wife, and we teach our children. We love one another. We love God. That's God's way. In spite of all the evil that is around us, that's available to you. That's available to anyone who will truly repent and begin to live God's way. And that repentance leads to baptism and receiving of the Holy Spirit. And if you've been obsessed with sex and these sins, and we'll talk about some of these sins because the statistics are just absolutely mind-numbing what people are bringing upon themselves, and it's never reported on the news. I'm going to read to you some reports that you have never heard of, and you don't even know that's going on. Oh, we can't dare tell the people that we have deceived them with all of this sexuality, and it's destroying their lives and their emotions and their families. Oh, no, we can't do that. Let's have an expert to help them. Let's have someone help them overcome their guilty conscience, because we'll decide for them what's right and wrong, and we'll teach them. Really? Let's see some of the laws of God here. What is the seventh commandment? There are 10 of them. How many here profess to keep the 10 commandments? All right. How many here believe that there is a God? Well, 92%. But how many obey God? Less than 1%. Oh, there are some who obey to a certain point. That's better than total rebellion and disobedience. But why would you settle for less than 100% when 100% is available? See, because you're still deciding for yourself what is good and evil, and in your own eyes, you're right. Let's see what happens when a society gets so overwhelmed with illicit sex, sex contrary to sex within marriage, and we have an unbridled society like we do today, where, you know, some people are proud. Well, you know, I never have sex on my first date. Really? My, aren't you righteous? What you do after that, don't you? Let's read it here. Jeremiah 6. Now, the book of Jeremiah, by the prophet Jeremiah, is in a very similar pattern to what we have in our society today. The nation of Judah was declining and getting ready to go into captivity because of their sins against God. Other gods, idolatry, taking God's name in vain, breaking the Sabbath, dishonoring father and mother, murdering, killing, committing adultery, stealing, lying, coveting, all of the Ten Commandments being broken with impunity. All because they're deciding for themselves, each one, what's good for me? Nothing like a little narcissism. And we've got the chief narcissistic man in the world as president of the United States. Very fitting. A fitting punishment for this nation that's rejecting God. That's why he was elected. Punishment from God. Now let's read what it was like back there. Verse 13, Jeremiah 6. For everyone from the least of them to the greatest of them is greedy for gain. Sound a little bit like Washington, L.D.C.? The district of liars and corruption. From the prophet even to the priest, everyone deals falsely. I wonder how much money the Catholic Church makes in its business investments, and how much may even come from illicit activities. Everyone deals falsely. Once in a great while, if someone finds some money on the ground, remember there was a man who found a whole bag of money that fell out of one of these armored cars in Los Angeles? Had a lot of money in it. I forget the exact amount, but it was well over $10,000. and he picked it up and returned it. And you should have heard the calls into the talk shows. Why did he do that? He had that money right there. Why, I would have kept it. Really? What can you be trusted for? Everyone deals falsely. They lie on everything that they do. Look at the one who was the Times Square bomber. Naturalized citizen in the United States. What did he do? He lied on every question to fill out for being a naturalized citizen. Everyone deals falsely. Now notice, verse 14, they have also healed the hurt of the daughter of my people, slightly saying, peace, peace, when there is no peace. Sound like today? Have you heard that? Oh, let's have peace talks, Palestinian and Jews. Bam, bam, bam. 60 years. Have they made any progress? Do they love one another? Read on. Verse 15, were they ashamed when they had committed abomination? Many abominations. No, they were not at all ashamed, nor could they blush. Therefore they shall fall among those who fall. At the time I will punish them, they shall be cast down, says the Lord. Why is that going to happen? Okay, let's come here to chapter 5. Let's see one of the major sins that they had. God looks down here, and he sees everything that's going on. As it was in the days of Jeremiah. What does he think about today? Well, in the book of Revelation, he calls the world society Sodom and Egypt. Sodom because of its sexual sins, Egypt because of its religious sins. Verse 7, God says of those people then, ready for captivity, where do you think this nation is going? You think we will avoid that? Listen, the whole world hates us. Why do they hate us? Because we've left God. And God is going to send them to destroy us. Because we've left God. Do you understand that? So what are you going to do in your life? All right, verse 7, God says, how shall I pardon you for this? Your children have forsaken me. Yes, run around and ask any teenager. You believe in God? Oh, man, Dad, get away from here. I want something cool. Never happened. Have sworn by them that are not gods. When I fed them to the full. Are we fed to the full as a nation? Have you lacked anything? Have you ever really gone hungry? Have you ever really been in starvation? Have you ever really hurt for anything? Oh, the poverty line includes a place to live in, a car, a couple of television sets, lots of furniture, and welfare from the state. Isn't that marvelous? And that's where a lot of crime and illicit sex takes place, too. And because of that, that's why they're there. When I fed them to the full, then they committed adultery and gathered themselves by troops in a harlot's house. Sound like Friday night? Oh, yes, the Sabbath begins. Oh, Sabbath be damned. Boy, I'm going out every Friday night, and I'm going nightclubbing, and I'm going to be drinking, and I'm going to be fornicating, and I'm looking for a man, and I'm looking for a woman, and that's the way it is on Friday night. Like I've said before, if you want a real education, go to the emergency ward on a Friday night. You want to teach your children some lessons, take your teenagers down there and let them know, look what happens when you go out and do stupid, sinful things like these people have done. Look at the car wrecks, look at the shootings, look at the stabbing, look at the drug overdose. Oh yeah, we got a party Friday night. Verse 8, they were like lusty, well-fed stallions in the morning, everyone neighing after his neighbor's wife. Can you believe that? Isn't that the way it is today? You watch this CNBC show, stalkers looking for a sex partner over the internet, and they trap them. You know who they've trapped? City councilmen, ministers, rabbis, repeat sex offenders. And the first thing they say, because they had all text messages, you know, talking about explicit sex. And the first thing they say, well, I've never done this before. Really? Oh, well, I didn't come here for that. Well, why did you write this? Then they get arrested. After they leave the house, they let them go. Take them down, book them. Guess what? They're let out. You know something? There have been several that have been caught as many as three times on that CNBC program where they do that. They have the cameras right there. Catch them walking into the house. Caught one man walking in naked. Oh boy, I'm ready for sex. Here I am. Who are you? Well, I'm from CNBC. Would you like to cover yourself up and come and have a seat and let's talk about this? Think nothing of it. Like well-fed stallions in the morning, yes, and on Viagra and Cialis. Man! Everyone neighing after his neighbor's wife. Shall I not punish for these things, said the Lord? Shall not my soul be avenged upon such a nation as this? You think about that. United States of America and you people here, and in Europe and in every nation of the world, you think about it because God is going to judge for it. And for those of us in America who are the modern-day descendants of the 10 tribes of Israel, God is going to send vicious and cruel punishment upon us because we have had the Word of God. We have had the truth. We have had a nation founded on the Word of God, and we've turned our backs on it, and we have gone the way of sin and Satan and the rest of the world in rejecting God. When he gave us the greatest nation, the greatest, most beautiful place on the face of the earth, the most fertile, blessed us with wealth beyond imagination. And we're obsessed with sex. God is going to judge for it. He already is. And a lot of people are suffering from that judgment. Jeremiah 6, verse 18. Therefore hear, you nations, and know, O congregation. Now there are a remnant of few people who love God and keep his commandments. He says, you're going to know also what will happen to them. Hear, O earth, behold, I will bring evil upon this people, even the fruit of their thoughts, because they have not hearkened to my words, nor to my law, but have rejected it. And the ones who are the most responsible are those who teach from the pulpit, who say, God has abolished his law. Whatever you think is good, you do. Oh, they'll condemn adultery if they get caught. But even 50% of the ministers and pastors are hooked on pornography, have affairs, say nothing of the Catholic Church. The epitome of pornography, the epitome of sex sin. That's how God views it. We're obsessed with sex. As a nation, what are you going to do? What is your life? How are you going to respond? How can we survive in such a world when it's all around us? Well, we'll talk about that a little later, but we're going to see some of the laws that have been completely broken. And the penalty is coming upon us. Just as sure as you drop an object out of your hand, it's going to fall to the ground. And just as sure as the axe is swung by the axeman to split the wood, the judgment of God is coming on this nation, and it's going to hit. Now, what are we going to do? We need to think about these things. I know a lot of people say, there you go again, Fred Coulter. Yeah. Somebody's got to say it right. God tells us who are ministers in his word. Cry aloud and spare not and show my people their sins. That's what I'm trying to do. How are your sins? Are you repenting? Are you turning to God? What are you going to do? when the end comes upon you and you haven't listened. God promises it's coming. Don't forget our other website, cbcg.org, and download all the material that we have right here on Church at Home. And we have hundreds of sermons and in-depth studies, and we have a lot of transcripts and more videos on cbcg.org so that you can be well armed with the Word of God and understand the truth of God. So until next time, this is Fred Coulter saying goodbye, everyone.